Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I got to make an adjustment on my headset right there. Probably move my mic a little bit away. And welcome. This is all about Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Today, angels create opportunities with our special guest. Benny, guess what I was following today?
What's up?
On my Twitter account, my crust-busting Twitter account that is under, like, not the show stuff.
Right, and?
Guess who I was following? I'm having so much fun with.
I have no clue.
I know. Brie Larson.
Oh, yeah, I saw her on First We Feast this morning. It's an episode that I catch every once in a while. She did a great job.
How fun.
Yeah, right?
Right? I mean, I kind of like Brie Larson anyway, but... I love the part where she's like behind the Jeep and pushing the Jeep. And so there's this short video clip of her, right, where she has to actually run out and get her camera. And it's just, you know, we have to smile a little bit. I think every once in a while we have to get to a place and just smile a little bit. And then I remember the one thing she did where Brie Larson was reading all the tweets about her being gay. And it was like, oh my God, this is so funny, right? And yet we're like in the middle of OMG.
We got a lot going on, yeah, for sure.
Oh my goodness. My friend from Alabama sent me a link to something else. She was like, I can't believe what's happening in my state. These students are having COVID parties. I said, yeah, we've been like, they've been doing that in Yakima like for months now.
Well, the recent is the fraternity and sorority or the fraternity system at University of Washington, unfortunately, had about 80 positive cases as of yesterday's report by news sources. So,
but I think Alabama's got a speed.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's competition per se, but yeah.
So Alabama has created, and I'm telling you, folks, I don't support this. I'm just got to tell you, if you're going to email me, I don't support any of this. But I got to tell you, they got a little creative in Alabama. Caught me by surprise. Mm-hmm. They like having a party, and then you put the money in a pot. This is about the sickest thing I've ever heard when it comes to like the COVID-19, let's get COVID-19. They put the money in the pot. The first person to get COVID wins the pot.
Yeah,
OMG.
Cool.
I'm like, I'm thinking like, no wonder why alcohol sales are up 523%. Yahoo, man. Woo. But when all else fails, just turn on to the Brie Larson. If you want a little humor, and you want to watch just Brie being Brie. And for those of you who may not know who Brie Larson is, Captain Marvel. Yep, that's her. And also the Avengers, what is it, Endgame? Something. But if you want to smile a little bit, you just get over there and you're going to be able to smile a little bit. Because they thought she was going to have her big announcement. Like about being gay. So she comes out and she says, I have made a decision. And her decision was, so I've made a decision. I'm going to be a YouTuber.
Nice little twist there.
Oh my God. Well, Sister of the Angel Lady is here. We got to have a little humor today. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. And, You know, I love the evolution of me becoming me. I just never thought, Benny, that I would just be like keep changing and growing and doing something, right? And I just am having the most fun at watching the unexpected me show up every day. Totally unexpected. Every day, something new. I'm just like, whoa. But today, our unexpected good is going to come from our angels. Why? Take down this number. Let's get it started. 1-800-930-2819. You're going to get a message from Sue. You're going to get your angels. I'm going to pull a card for you, and I'm going to give a deck of the Harmony cards away. So we got a lot going on today. 1-800-930-2819. Sue, you there?
I am. I'm ready to go.
Fired up your air conditioning, didn't you?
Yes. Throw some money in that paternity pot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I mean,
why would anyone want to get sick? Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Well, there was a logical reason. I mean, so put selfishness aside. Just put that aside.
Okay.
And if you put selfishness aside and then you look at it and you say alcohol, you could do that and say that. But if you ever look at what some of these people are saying, some of these students are saying, it's, I was watching one, let's not call it an interview, Benny. I don't know what you call it when somebody does a little phone ditty and it gets posted. Maybe it's not an interview, but one of the kids made a compelling case I hadn't thought about. And what the students said was something like this: I am anxious every day of my life. I am afraid that I am going to get this. I am afraid that I'm not going to have control when I get it. I am afraid I'm going to get it and accidentally pass it on. And so what she went on to say was, and so I feel like by taking control and by looking at the odds, and this was an interesting share. I guess she recorded it and then posted it on social media. That's what it was. And it was a recording, and she went through her rationalization of this, Sue. And she went through and she was saying, I looked at the world. She said, the worst thing that I could possibly experience is unknowingly get it and bring it home to my mother and my grandma. And she said, the only way that I didn't live in the anxiety of being back in school, taking exams, worrying if I'm going to get it, not pass my exams, is if I did it in a controlled environment. And I have to tell you, I thought about that until a little angel sat on my shoulder and said, Pat, can you look at something objectively, or does your anger about it or your doubt about it show up? And I just thought, what if everything was spiritual? What if everything was spiritual? And there's a phrase, too, that I grew up with. God is either everything or God is nothing. God either is or God isn't. What will I choose? And I remember my mama, right, talking about that. And it's fascinating when we go to that energy, when we go to the angelic realm of the unexpected nature of our lives. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. It is. It sounds like you had a good mama.
Oh, I had a good mama. I had a good mama. Yeah. My mama talked about angels all the time, right? I mean, she didn't talk about them like you talk about them, but she was all about the angels. She was all about being guided in life. She was very clear about what that meant and how it meant and what the possibilities were. But I got to tell you, she was a disciplined hog. You know, my mama, I talk about my mama, right, Benny? I talk about my mama, and
quite often.
In one show I talked about the pogo stick experience. Now, I'll tell you, my mama had a big heart, but boy, I was an undisciplined child when she picked me up after marrying my dad, and I know I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her. So do angels have disciplinary guidelines, Sue? Do they?
I'm sorry I missed those words. I was kind of thinking about your mama. Give me those words again.
Well, do angels have disciplinary guidelines?
Yes, but all through love. Okay. I don't know that the discipline is a, you know, if you follow your heart and you do good, you don't need discipline. So I would just say through love. That true?
Yeah. I have to think about that one. I have to think about that one because when you're a kid, right, like me, so I got to go, let's play that through. So when you follow your heart and do good. So if you're talking to me and I'm 8 years old and I am the spirited little 8 year old that got boxing gloves at age 5, the idea of doing good for me, I'm not saying that this is what I would do today. But the idea of doing good was to throw a cherry bomb at a kid that I didn't like. And I'm thinking, yeah, we got to take him out. Just saying. And I don't do that anymore. So my mom.
I was thinking about a mom disciplining a child, the child needing discipline. Because I don't even know if I call it discipline. I call it training. You know, teach them to be safe and teach them to be healthy and. Yeah, maybe training.
So, you know, let's talk about the angels and, you know, their presence in the world at the moment. You know, when I think about this and I think about how many messages we're getting from angels, I'm really struck by all of us wanting them. That's why we have 3 callers on the line, because we want some messages. And we want to get to Marina, Charlene, and Lynn. And the message is, right, the angelic voice that may save our lives is so important. Mr. Benny, who do we want to go to?
Yeah, we'll take Marina to start things off. She's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Marina.
Hi, Marina. Hi there. Hold on 1 second, maybe.
Yeah, we're with you. We're with you.
Hi.
We got you, sister.
Hi, like to, of course, get to see what the angels, my angels are, and any message.
Okay.
That they have.
Do you have a question for your angels, or as opposed to just a or something you want a message about? Because that's
well, yes, about my health.
Okay. Let's get to your angels, and then we'll talk about that. You have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking. And you certainly do that, they said. And they're kind of cheering. And then you have, you have Lorena. Lorena is the angel of divine grace. That's Lorena.
Oh, Lorena, not my own name.
Yeah, and there's a lot of grace around you. And then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, arts and invention. Combination of different little tasks that they're not so little. That he's the one who just came through and said they're not so little. Did you notice my voice even dropped a little
when I
said that? Okay, Gabriel, sorry. So those are your angels. So talk to me about your health. Give me something a little more specific rather than good health, bad health. You know, what do you really need to know?
Well, it's actually my health. I don't know even what's going on. It's nothing serious yet, but I'm hoping it's not going to turn into something serious.
I don't think it will. It's fixable, is what they said. Does that help?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Okay. And if you wanted to call for a session, you know, you can use my Dr. Pat special and get 2 sessions for the price of 1 half hour. So if you want to do that, we can get more into it, and I can help you. Maybe
I pulled a card for you, though, and it's perfect for you. And I want to read it to you. Can I?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always amazed at how these cards pop up. And so this is a message really, and these are a universal energy messages. So this is about negativity, and it's, and it really, the message is all negativity is now disappearing from your world. All negativity is now disappearing from your world. And it goes on, the message goes on to come through to be, nothing can threaten you anymore. You're totally protected by the light of your higher self. You're safe, and everything turns out right.
I like that card.
That's the one you have to hold for yourself. So when you get a thought that comes in where you're like,
the information,
am I going to get, yeah, we just need to just delete it.
Okay. Well,
does that
that's
make
a good
sense?
Card. So
it is a good card. It's always, I'm always amazed how these cards pop up, right? That's what you have to do, because I think all of us right now is we have these moments where things are sneaking through our consciousness that are uninvited. They're uninvited. And we have the spiritual power to not just uninvite them, but make sure that they know we want them to leave.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining
cool.
things is right at the moment, currently.
Yeah.
Can I ask Sue Storm for angels,
sure.
My angels for my husband?
Oh, sure. Give me a first name.
John.
Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then he also has, oh, goodness, he's got a lot of angels.
Let's good.
See which one. Yeah, does he? That was cute. Really? Okay. Robert, who's the angel of balance. I guess we need Robert going on that. Get him
uh-huh.
going. And Solomon, who's the angel of security. So.
Good.
You know what I don't see for you, though, is the money angel. I need to give you a money angel. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting.
Excellent.
And for health, Peter is the angel of good health. You know, if you want to email me, go on my website, theangellady.net, and you can fill out the little Ask Me form, and you can email me, and I'll send you a list of all the angels.
Oh, good. That's very kind. Thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome.
Okay.
I will certainly do that. Okay. Thank you, guys. That's
okay, good. I'm glad you called.
Yeah. Yeah. Rock on. Remember. Yeah. Delete. Thank you for calling in. Awesome. Mr. Benny, who do we have next?
Yeah, we'll travel down to Colorado. We have Lynn joining us. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I'm picked off speakerphone here. So,
is this the one that just
you?
Called me?
Yes. We're playing.
I couldn't pick up
there.
The phone. I knew it was you. I couldn't pick up because I'm on the show.
I know, and you called me.
But you
when
got
I had
me.
A client. I was working on a client when you called me earlier. So.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we'll set up appointments later. But while I got you on the phone here.
Sure.
And you did a reading for me about a month or two ago with my angels, and that day I got it, it helped me create some financial, it gave me inspiration to call, and I got financial money because I had to close down my business.
But you were able to get something to
yeah.
to supplement you? Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going to cry
say...
because it was like a miracle.
Oh. Oh, I'm so glad. Did I tell you to be on Miracle Watch? Because that's what I tell
no,
everybody.
No, you just
be
gave
on
me the list of angels, and I really resonated with it. And yeah, I have the Creative and the Prosperity Angel and Gabriel, and the energy gave me an inspiration to take action and call. Where and it was a Saturday, and you wouldn't think you would get a hold of anybody on a Saturday. So I feel like it was a miracle.
Oh,
and I'm crying because it. Yeah, you helped out. So anyway, I was wondering, this is completely different than what I wrote you, but did the angels have any messages regarding maybe creating a relationship or not?
You know, they came through in a deep voice and they said, oh, do we ever. So I see. I think that's going to be, I think that's going to be really good. So when we talk on our session, I will fill you in. But they obviously have some good plans for you. And again, Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, Terina is the angel of attraction, the angel that works with finding soulmates.
Oh.
Romance.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, I've been having a dream about somebody that I met a year ago, and I usually don't remember my dreams, but I keep seeing him.
He's not far away. That's what I hear.
Yeah. And I pulled a card for you, too. And,
oh, good.
And this card comes with a caveat. It says, there's no time to lose. I spring into action now with energy and determination. But I want to give you a caveat. And again, you can decide how you want to position this. This particular Mercury in retrograde in June is in Cancer. And so it for people like us where Mercury rules our business, it's a kinder, gentler one. But the other part of this too is this particular Mercury in the sign of Cancer, right? It's picking up the Cancerian vibes, so to speak, right? It's pulling your focus to your past, your upbringing, how both affect the person you are now. That's though it's not funny that you were dreaming about somebody you met a year ago, right? Right? I mean, it's like pulling it up for you, right?
Right.
But this is, right, so this is really interesting. And we're going into an eclipse this weekend. And so what you want to do in this eclipse is this is a cleansing eclipse. It's a gentle one. Whenever I say an eclipse and cleansing, people are like, no, this is different. So whatever reason that person is showing up for you and whatever is going to show up in the next 4 days for you that would make you think, oh, no, I'm making a mistake. That's why you're going to call Sue. But just be aware. And so here's the thing, right? So when you look back at some of these dates, this is such a long answer I'm trying to give you, but December 26th, July 2nd last year, July 16th, and now January 10th of this year, any major events, life changes, new relationships that occur on or around these dates will be a huge part of your own personal Mercury retrograde narrative over the next few weeks. So, unusual for Mercury in retrograde, where they're like, oh no, don't breathe, don't do this, don't think about people. This January 10th date, I would get my reading from Sue before that.
I hope she does.
I plan on doing it soon. No, I
don't. Oh, okay.
Soon.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're emailing and calling each other. It's really fun.
Well, the reason you want to do it, it's a ton of inner work that needs to be done.
Okay.
You're going to be asked to think about what you need to feel safe and secure and stable. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's why this Mercury in retrograde, and they say it's going to be over July 12th. You're going to feel refreshed, lighthearted, more stable. But you want to get some insight, okay?
Uh-huh.
Got it? So even though the card I pulled you said full steam ahead, you don't want to be full steam ahead with all of your baggage if you got any. Not saying you do.
Yeah, I know. I just walked back in my healing room and I had a client that just lost a cat. So I don't know if I walked into her grief. I was trying to stay away from my son so he couldn't hear me on the phone. So.
Okay. But all I'm trying to say is what you're going to get from Sue is this is a time to clean the okay, last thing I'm going to say. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I grew up in New York, right? And I grew up in the projects in New York. And even my grandmama, she lived in the Bronx. But one of the things that we learned growing up in the city, this is going to sound so weird, is you always look in the corners, right deep in the corners, for the cockroaches. So this is the time to work with somebody like Sue in a safe space just to make sure you don't have any of those in there. That's my metaphor.
Right.
Okay?
Right. That would be awesome.
My grandmama used to say, why don't you ever clean the dust out of the corners, Patricia? I hate that. Thank you for calling in.
I don't like the dust. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sue, is there anything that she's going to need from you?
No, I think she's got it. She's got, she emailed me and she's got my phone number. How about just some blessings? How about some love? The angel, when you said anything she needs from you, the angel said, how about our love? There you go, Lynn. You got the angel love.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's what I do for other people. That's so funny.
Sue, what is your Dr. Pat special before we go to
break? Sure. My Dr. Pat special is two half-hour sessions for the price of one. So you pay for the first one. The second one is at no charge. I like to split them up because there's questions that come up in between. And
two for the price of one?
The price of one is $125. Is that what you're asking
me? But are you given two? Did you say two?
Yes, I'm giving two sessions for the price of one, which is
$125. And we don't have to do them all together, correct?
No.
So, I could do one with you in a week and then maybe another one, when? Another month? How does that work?
Yeah. Or you can do, or if you wanted to do one and you had somebody else you wanted to do one, they could do the second half. Or
I love that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. It's just that time is yours.
Yeah.
And then also, I have gift certificates. I've been sending out, parents have been buying for their adult children who are having difficulty maybe because of COVID or whatever.
How do we get those?
Yeah, just, email me at theangellady@comcast.net.
Can people call you, though? Can they call you and get them? All right, give me the call thing.
The call number is 800-323-1790.
I love it. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a short break. Charlene, when we come back, you're up. For those of you out there, we have a toll-free. We're doing some readings. I've got a special announcement I'm going to make. I'll probably get in trouble for announcing it, but I'm going to make it anyway. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why? The older monk replied, I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Oh, Benny, should I embarrass myself? Can I take a guess who's singing that?
You probably are going to get it pretty good.
Is it Roy Orbison?
No.
Dang! Dang!
No. I actually kind of a little bit beside myself not knowing this.
Well,
I'll give you some. Hang on. I don't want to interrupt you, but she is a little older in her previous hits when this one was released. So this is a lot. This is from her older stuff. Or I should say newer. Her older.
Don't tell me. Let me think about it. Let me think while we're doing Sue Storm.
Okay.
I know. I'm surprised. I don't know. Wow. What's happening?
They're waiting on bated breath. Should I just say who it is?
Yeah.
It's Cher.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She went a little deeper, a little more baritone-ier with her voice after a while. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A little bit more deeper.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, that she, I'm getting off track now. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. But don't you think she got higher because of him? Don't you think that when there was Sonny and Cher, she went to a higher octave because he was in a higher octave?
Maybe a little bit, but I just kind of the dronier sound of her seems to be coming out later in life.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes par for the course.
I know, me too.
Because Mariah can't do her hits anymore, her high stuff. There's no way.
No,
she'll break a chord.
I can sing Mariah. Want me to do that?
I'm good.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show.
Wow.
That's so like a midnight show right there. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is in the house, and we are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to Charlene, hang on, we'll be right there. Before we go to Charlene, I want you to just run through again, because I got a little text message here from somebody, like, why isn't Sue on Facebook Live, Dr. Pat, like all your other guests? No, we are not excluding her from Facebook. Olivia, right? We're not excluding her. This is totally the pseudom.
You know what you can say? You can tell that person it's in the works.
It's in the works.
It's in the works. We're working it out.
Atta girl.
I'm a little slow when it comes to tech stuff.
Atta girl, that's okay.
We help you with the tech stuff. Olivia will help you with the tech stuff. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
it's like Zoom.
I need some help, but then I'm fine.
Okay, so you gotta like get the angels to help you, and we'll help you get it going. You got it?
Okay.
Olivia, did you hear that? Olivia can't talk, I don't think, on this because of what we're doing. Benny, we're gonna go to the phones here. 1-800-930-2819. Oh man, why don't I say that faster? 1-800-930-2819 is our live call-in number. Sue, before we go to the phones, can you just really slowly, because I got a message, people said that they didn't understand the giveaway because I messed it up. Thank you for being so honest with me. Thank you. I love our listeners. All right. Say it again. What are we doing?
You know, I, for some reason, you were really low there for a minute, and I didn't hear you. What are you asking me? My special. Yes. Okay. Well, there we go. All right. I call it the Dr. Pat Special, and it's two sessions for the price of one. You pay for the first half hour at the $125, and then you get the second half hour at no charge. If for some reason you need to talk to your angels and that price is even too high, call anyway. We are very amenable to helping you out. Is that okay, Dr. Pat, if I give a few specials and a few things like that as well?
Look, you have been with us, with me and Benny, from one of the first shows we've ever done. Actually, the first week of the show in KKNW, mm-hmm. the first week, which was mm-hmm. January of 2004. you can pretty much do what you want.
All right. Okay. So you go to theangellady.net is my website, theangellady.net. And my 800 number to set up a session, get one of my three Angel First Aid books or something, or just talk to me directly, is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. And I am sheltered in place, so most likely I will pick up the phone. If you want to talk to me direct, give me a call.
I got your book that the angels told me to tell you this is your book you need to write almost immediately. They want you to write it now. Angel Energy in a Time of Uncertainty.
I missed some words. Angel Energy on a Time of?
In a Time of Uncertainty.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're telling me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go. Benny, Charlene, right?
Yep, she's there. Charlene, welcome to the show.
All right. What can we do for you, Charlene? Hi, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I have a question for the angels right now about my health and financial. I had three things happen to me. I always say that you can always turn a negative into a positive, but I had a cancer diagnosis, and then a couple days later, a bomb threat at work, and then somebody really close to me was very brutally assaulted. And then the following Monday, which was last week, I went in for my cancer surgery, went back to work the next day because it was skin cancer, and then 2 days later ended up with shingles. So my concerns right now are my health and financial, definitely.
Okay, so what they're saying, and they jumped right in here, is we need to raise your vibration. Everything in life mm-hmm. is a vibration, and shingles is a vibration, and ill health is a vibration, and financial situation. So right away, and for anyone listening, angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave. So angels raise my vibrations an octave, and do that a couple times a day. Let's get your vibrations up, because if you think about the law of attraction, like attracts like. So if your vibrations are down things are, and I'm not saying you caused it. I'm just saying let's get you out of it, and let's get your vibrations higher so you attract better, more wonderful things. And my angels tell me there's a lot of blessings that you've stored up. You're a good woman with a good heart, and you've got a lot of blessings up there. So let's go. I think of it like a pinata. You just go bang on it and open it up and let your blessings fall. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just focused on self-care right now. And, like I say, when I know all about vibration, like, but we can tend to lower our vibration when we see somebody close to us hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you know what you
can
do then, what I would do in that situation? I would immediately take their name and raise their vibrations. So whatever happens, they're higher.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And just recently, I was told by the angels that you can take a problem, an issue, a problem, financial problem, or a problem that you have, and ask and say, angels, send blessings to the situation or raise the vibrations of this problem, and then say what it is, an octave. Angels, raise the vibrations of my financial situation an octave. Why not that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get your vibrations
up there. I've done that before because I talked to you before about that too, right? So that's how I get through my times, my challenges in life is by, doing what you told me to do and stuff like that. So, yeah, but it's just nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too, and I'm so happy that you called in.
Charlene, I have a question for you. Did you actually witness the event of your friend?
It wasn't my friend. It was actually my daughter. No, I did not, but I had forewarned her not to go to the certain place because I do have psychic abilities myself, and I warned her that it was a setup, and it was. And there's nothing I could do because you could, all you can do is forewarn, and
how is she
she
now?
Learned her lesson.
How is she?
Hmm?
How is she, if I can ask?
She's coping. She's getting counseling now. She's coping. She's getting proper counseling and stuff for it now. So, but it did lower my vibration because the immediate response from a parent, no matter what age your child is, anybody that you love closely and dearly to your heart, is anger, frustration, all the lower vibrational, you know?
Yeah.
So that's just me being authentic and being honest about the situation.
Yeah.
But, we're just, and now I'm focusing on myself, and she's focusing on herself, and self-care is number one in our family right now.
So let me just tell you something really quickly. Somewhere in... I don't know what I want to call it. I don't want to know if I want to call it new thought or human potential. Somewhere in the process over the past 15 years, there is this idea that we're not supposed to experience emotions. That is so far from the truth right there. That right there is. And, you know, there is a way to really move through emotions for all of us. And if I had more time, I'd share my Dalai Lama story. But the thing that is so important about this is we can fully experience an emotion and stop it before it becomes the resentment and then becomes our story. But to have that experience happen with your daughter, it is an experience that we acknowledge. So you'll never hear me say ever, don't feel that. Now, let me just tell you the two cards I've pulled for you, and then we can just stay with it. So the first card, I think, is about the daughter. I don't know. And it's, I'm totally committed to the manifestation of my higher self. It's what Sue is talking about. Nothing can stop me. I face every challenge with strength and courage. God, goddess, higher power, powerful light and support and love support all my actions, and divine results appear in my life now. The next one, I think, is in reference to your financial. And it is, every time a door closes, another one more magnificent opens up before me. Divine wisdom is now guiding me through positive changes for my highest good. I stay open and receptive to its messages. I let myself go with the flow of life, knowing that I am divinely guided now and forever. So I'd like to leave you with those two. Thank you for calling in.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And give
Thank
me
you.
A call. Check in with me again. Give me a
Thank
call.
You.
I've got everything. Like, I've got all your information, Sue.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm very, very grateful that you're doing the gift certificates now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Because one of my family members probably could use it too.
Okay.
Yeah, boy,
that's
you,
great.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you for calling in. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She's absolutely right. Nothing more painful than watching someone we love not get treated well. Benny, we have Cynthia, right, from Issaquah?
Yes, ma'am. Cynthia, welcome
All
to
right.
the show.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
So I wanted to see if Sue has any connection, if the angels have any insight into, one of my good friends is kind of rubbing me the wrong way, like a lot of anger and annoyance is coming up. And I'm wondering if this is trying to clear out some of my mother issues, because July is the year that my mother, the month that she died, 24 years ago. And my girlfriend is a Taurus. And I think maybe that's part of the piece of why it just kind of unravels me so much when we just don't get along, that it's just she doesn't see anything of my side, and the victimhood mentality comes out from both of us. So
okay.
My question is this helping to clear my mother issues?
Is that
okay? The answer is a big yes. They screamed it at me. Yes. It's time. So give me a call and let's do that. But when you mentioned your friend, it was like oil and water, and it's like a little. It felt to me like a child throwing a temper tantrum, and anything you say is going to be no, and anything you explain, they're not going to listen, and it feels like either you need a timeout or or she needs a timeout or. It doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. So that's my impression on that. But let's get your mom issues worked on.
Yeah. I pulled a card for you. You want to hear it?
Yes, please, Dr. Pat.
I have a friend like that, just saying. She's been my friend since 1972. And she knows the good, the bad, the ugly, and the unspeakable about my life and me. And there is a place for me sometimes where I have to go to just think about, you know, what somebody else's pain, how it's expressed. And it makes me become a better person, you know, to understand that regardless of what someone says to me or how they treat me, do I have the ability to hold the higher order? Can I just look at them and think, I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I know that whatever you're experiencing is not about me. And so the card that I picked, and believe me, I shuffled the deck. The card that I picked really talks to this. So here it is. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here it goes. I acknowledge and love the light within every human being. You can't make this stuff up. I'm just saying, right? In so doing, I allow those around me to manifest the best and the highest of their being. We empower each other in order to create a world of abundance, beauty, and harmony. Boy, doesn't that say a lot, huh?
Oh, it certainly does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to give
That's
you a little tip.
Do.
I want to give you a little tip, a little trick. It's one of the hardest things that I ever had to learn how to do. And I was having a lot of problems with someone a bunch of years back. And my friend said to me, I want you to do this. I want you to say this in your mind or out loud. I praise Mary. I raise Mary in the name of love. I praise Joe. I raise Joe in the name of love. I pray.
Okay.
Yep. That's that simple. I praise Pat. I raise Pat in the name of love. And if you do it in your mind, energetically, you will change.
Okay. That'll help. This next 4 days are going to be quite interesting with the eclipse.
They're going to be good. They're going to actually a good 4 days. They're going to clear out stuff. I'm telling you, did you hear me talk about the
That's
cockroaches
what I feel
in the corner?
I'm clearing out.
Right.
I'm clearing out a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. You got.
Are we
going to
have anybody left if we're clearing them all out?
Oh, yeah. They're going to change. What's going to happen is, can I talk about this for a minute?
Yeah.
This is my take about it. We're not literally going to clear out bodies, but we're clearing out the energy of who we have been so we can open up a vacancy for who we're meant to become. That's what's happening. We're seeing it. We're seeing people change right before our eyes. You know, we're just seeing things happen that haven't happened in 100 years. You know, we're seeing people come together, not based on color or religion or whether or not they're gay or straight or transgender. They're coming together. People have come together in a relatively short period of time. And people say that, at least the experts that have said to me, that level of transformation is uncanny. It can't happen in a 3-week period. And yet, look at us. It has happened. So each of us now is being called to literally annihilate and disintegrate the parts of us that we don't need. But you must do it in the spirit of love and wish those things along with praising them and raising them. Otherwise, they are going to attach to you like that glue you buy that you just cannot get it off. Yeah. That's my little message right there.
I have to say I liked your message too.
Thank you.
It was a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Yeah, enjoy the eclipse.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to do my best. Thank you. Sue, what a great show. Can you please just let everybody know how they find out about you, how do they find out about your books, and about the special?
Okay, sure. So my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number, call me direct, is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. I have three wonderful little handbooks called Angel First Aid. They're the kind of books you keep with you, not the kind that you just read and put aside. And I guess I'm doing another one since Dr. Pat told me that. And so I'm going to have four books soon. In any event, if you want a reading with me, you will definitely feel different after the first session. It's $125 mm-hmm. for the first half hour, and the second one is no charge. Mm-hmm. And give it a try. The angels are here to support you, love you, and welcome them into your life. It really makes a difference.
Well, thank you. I want to just leave everybody with this, Sue, and this, and the, and you know, and the angels, you know, bringing it to all of us. You know, in the spirit, we've talked about this eclipse and this retrograde, but the eclipse is right now. These are going to lift the blocks. They're going to push personal evolution, community evolution, global evolution forward, right? If you tend to feel blocked right now or trapped this year, right, there is going to be forward movement in the month of July. That's what's going on. This last eclipse, you know, in Cancer, they're not going to shake things up like we think about. That's not what they're about. And they affect each of the signs differently. I know for somebody like me, I'm a little bit split because I have signs in both Sagittarius and Capricorn, and so I'm aware of that. There are so many things that are going to move forward action to begin new and exciting projects, you know, to be a natural born starter of new things, to step into the fluid in nature of the change, to go with the flow. This is actually me and Linda. This is our thing, to be adaptable. These are the signs of transition from one season to the next. And then there are other things where if you're holding on to too much, you're going to be asked to let go of those things, but keep the energy and the momentum going strong. See, that's what's different about now. You know, this is the messages we're being asked to look at. It's about strength. It's about power. It's about flow. And it's about forward movement. So fasten your seatbelt for all the good you've ever wanted. Clear out the cockroaches from the corners. And make sure you get Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, to help you. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Thanks, Sue. Thanks, Benny. And I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.